Hi everyone, today's parak of Rama is the 13th chapter of Hilchos Truma. In this parak, the Rama will talk about the nullification of Truma in a mixture. Hacha Aleph, HaTruma Ola B'Echad Umeya. In order for Truma to be nullified in a mixture, it needs 101 times the size of the original Truma. Ketzav, the Rama will now illustrate that. Sa Truma Shenachla L'Meya Sa Shechulin. If there is one Sa's worth of Truma, which fell into 100 Sa's worth of mundane produce, and it's Arev HaKol, and everything was mixed together. In that case, the owner can separate one sa's worth and give it to the kohen, and then the rest is permitted for non-quantum to have. And if it was something which the quantum don't particularly care about, certain types of truma, like from a type of figs or caribs or a type of barley, these are not things where you have to take off one portion and give it to the Kohen, since he doesn't particularly care, and therefore it's already been nullified since it fell into 100 times its original amount, and therefore everything is permitted to non-Kohanim. If, however, a sa's worth of truma had fallen to less than 100 times its amount, nasa kol meduma, everything is considered mixed truma and non-truma. And what one should do in that case is sell all of it to Kohanim for the value of Truma, the cheaper price of Truma, aside from one unit of that total mixture, the one Sa, which stands in place of the Truma, which was supposed to be given to the Kohen as a gift. What is it true? Kishnas Arev Min Bimino. This is if one type of species falls with the same type of produce, the same type of species. If it was a different species that it had been mixed with, then if it is going to be mixed, it's going to go based off of whether there is a taste of it still there, if there's any flavor present. If it has the taste of truma, then the whole thing is considered a mixture of truma and non-truma, and therefore should be sold to the kohanim aside from the value of the truma which is contained within it. If, however, in contrast, the taste of the entire mixture is purely of the mundane produce, as opposed to whatever truma type of thing had fallen in, then in that case, everything is permitted for non-kohanim to consume. If one sa of truma had fallen to 100 sa of the same type of produce that was mundane, and then one sa was removed from that and ended up falling into another group of produce, so then it's only going to make it be a mixture that's considered meduma, again, a mixture of truma and non-truma, in accordance with the proportion of the truma that was in the first mixture. And in similar fashion, if one sa's worth of truma had fallen to less than 100, and therefore wasn't nullified, and the whole thing had become meduma, this mixture, and then afterwards, from that mixture, some of it had fallen to another place, it again is only going to create a status of this forbidden type of mixture, this meduma, in accordance with the amount of truma that had initially been there. Ketzad, the Rambam now illustrate this with numbers to make it clear. If there were 10 sa's worth of truma, it had fallen to 90 sa's worth of mundane produce. And the whole thing became a mixture of 100 of meduma. If 10 units, 10 sa, from this 100 mixture of meduma had fallen into less than 100 of mundane ninmu, then the whole thing will become meduma again. Why? Because of the 10 that had been meduma that had fallen in, one of them was a sa of truma. If, however, fallen into them had been less than 10 of meduma, then in that case, this new 100 will be fine. It won't be considered a mixture of truma and non-truma. When is that true? If we're dealing with things that won't naturally become mixed very well together, for example, wheat with wheat or flour with flour, however, with regards to certain type of liquids, like oil of truma with oil of chulin, or wine of truma with wine of chulin, in that case, then everything goes after the majority. Imrov truma, harizem medamet kadruma. If most of it is truma, then it will have the status of meduma, like truma. Imrov chulin, if most of it was chulin, harehu kechulin, veino medamea, afa pisha kolasur nazar. If most of it was mundane, then it has the status of mundane, and it will not have the ability to make other things be a forbidden mixture, even though the whole thing, if you were to try to consume it all, would be forbidden to Kohanim. Halacha hei, sa truma shenafla lemea, higbia benafla acheres, higbia benafla acheres, hari achulin mutarin ashatir b'truma alehem. If there was one saw of truma that had fallen to 100 saw of regular mundane produce, and then one saw was removed, and then another saw of truma fell in, and then another saw was removed, and another one fell in, so then that mundane produce is still going to be permitted unless there's a majority of truma in the mixture. She'im naflu tocha mea chulin mea saw, v'od shel truma saw, achar saw, nasa hakomadum. And therefore, if there had been 100 saw of truma that had fallen into 100 saw of mundane produce in the fashion that was just described, that there was 100, and then one fell in, and then was taken out, and then one fell in, and then one was taken out, and then one fell in, and one was taken out, until you reached 100, and then plus a little bit more, so that way the truma is the majority. In that case, the entire mixture is going to be considered miduma. Halacha va, sa truma shenafla lemea, v'lo hispik lagbia ad shenafla sa acheres. If one saw of truma had fallen to 100 saw of regular units, and then one saw was removed, and another saw of truma fell in, if the owner had known about the first one before the second one had fallen in, then it is not going to have the status of meduma. In that case, he can just remove two saws worth, and the rest will be permitted. Why? Since it was in a situation where it should have been taken out, so then it's considered as if it had been taken out. If, however, they had fallen in one and then another one afterwards, but there was no knowledge on the part of the owner in between, he didn't know that the first one had fallen in until after the second one had fallen in, and in that case, it's considered a mixture of meduma, and it's as if they had fallen in both at the same time. The refuse, the waste of truma, is not going to join together with it to make chulin be forbidden. However, in contrast, the waste products of the mundane produce is able to work together with the actual mundane produce itself to combat the truma and make it permitted. Okay, so I'm going to illustrate this with numbers. If there was one sa's worth of good wheat, of truma, and it fall into 100 sa of bad wheat, that was mundane, that was chulin, and then all of it was ground up. Even though the bran, the extra refuse of the mundane produce is very, very much, and the truma has only a little bit, and the actual flour of the truma is less than 100 times it in terms of the flour of the mundane, it nonetheless is able to join together to count as 101 times the original amount of the truma, and therefore permit it. If, however, the opposite had occurred, that it was a saw of low-quality wheat of truma that had fallen to less than 100 of high-quality wheat of chulin, of mundane produce, and then all of it was ground up. In that case, since the flour of truma is opposite, 101 times of the flour of the mundane, there's more mundane than the number 100 opposite the one of the truma, then in that case, it's able to be combated and nullified, and we ignore the fact that the refuse was a larger part. Lachas, log yayin shel truma, tzol, shenafa lemea login, akurin, ein motin shemarim shebehen, elamalan es a log. If a lug's worth of clear, good wine of truma had fallen to 100 lug of cloudier wine, murky wine, one that has more dregs within it, of mundane produce. In that case, we don't take out the dregs from the wine and then calculate that the regular wine is 100 times the truma wine, but instead, we're going to have to just nullify the lug of truma as it is in that situation. In similar fashion, if one log of this murky wine, that's truma, fell into 100 log of high-quality wine, clear wine, we don't take out the dregs of the wine, that is the truma. Halacha tes. Log mayim shenafal letishim betishim login yayin, v'achar kach nafal letoch hakol log yayin shel truma, in mahakol. If one log of water fell into 99 log of wine, and then one lug of wine, that's truma, fell into that mixture, then in that case, the whole thing becomes mixed. Why? Because water is not able to work together to nullify the existence of the wine that's truma in there. Halachi yud. Sa truma shenafal lepachos mea chulin, venafal chulin achir, ad shosifu ala mea. If there was one suz worth of truma that had fallen to less than 100 of chulin, and therefore it had been considered meduma, and then additional chulin had fallen in afterwards to the point where now the ratio is greater than 101 times the original amount of the truma, in that case, imishogig hariz olav meyav echad. If this was done inadvertently, so then it will be nullified when there's 101 times the original amount of the truma. Then the mazid, if it was done on purpose, knowingly, hariz kol meduma, and the whole thing is considered this forbidden mixture, she'ein vavlin suri torah l'chachila, because we don't allow one to nullify the prohibited substance on a Torah level, ideally. Halacha yud aleph. Trumas chutzla writes mudra levadla berov, but ochla bimei tamaso. However, with regards to truma from outside the land of Israel, which is only rabbinic in nature, that is permitted to nullify it with permitted regular mundane produce, and it can be eaten in the time when one is actually impure. Below od, ela im hayelo yayin shel truma chutzla writes, v'notam menu lug echad, v'notam lav shnei lug in chulin, v'nim zah kol shlosha. V'achakach notam yayin shel truma lug, v'notam letoch ha-shlosha, magbiyam ra'asan lug v'shosan. V'chozer mashal kletochan lug acher, v'chozer v'noto lug v'shoseh. V'chei noeg lug truma v'noto lug mina atarobas, ad sheikh lekol yayin shel truma. V'nimsa shenotal kama lugin v'shnei lugin shochulin. In fact, this goes to such an extreme that if a person has wine, which is truma, from outside the land of Israel, he can take one lug from this wine and mix it with two lug of regular wine. And now you have a total of three lug. Then afterwards, he can add another lug of truma wine into the three lug that he has and take one lug from the four and drink it. And then he can add another lug of truma wine and take one lug out of it and drink it. And he can continue doing this by adding one lug of truma and removing one lug of truma until all the wine that he has that's truma is drinking in that fashion. And therefore, he can use these two lug of regular, mundane wine and nullify many lug of truma. Halachiyad Beis. Hazarei truma b'tzad achulin. V'lo noda ezehu zera truma. Avilo hayamea legina shel truma, legina achas shel truma, kulin mutar. When I planted truma next to regular produce, but he doesn't know which one's the truma one and which one's the regular produce, in that case, everything is permitted, even if there's 100 rows of the truma and only one row of ordinary produce. What is that true? When we're dealing with something which has its seed decompose in the ground, like wheat or barley or the like. However, something where the seed is not going to be decomposed, lost in the ground, such as garlic or onions, even if there is 100 in the garden of the mundane produce and only one of truma in the garden that has the truma, in that case it's all considered a mixture and it's all going to be forbidden to a non-Kohen. If, however, it's been harvested, so then the truma could be nullified in a mixture of 101 times the original amount, but one should not do so ideally. You shouldn't harvest it in order to do this. Halacha Yud Gimel. Shtei kupos, achas shel truma v'achas shel chulin, v'ein yadua izu hi. O shenafla sa shel truma l'toch achas mehen, v'ein yadua l'heichan nafla, v'achar kach nafla achas m'shtei kupos l'toch chulin. Einan m'nev asa. If there were two boxes, one that had truma, one that had mundane produce, but it wasn't known which was which, or there were two boxes of mundane produce, and then one saw's worth of truma fell into one of them, and therefore made it meduma, but it's not known into which it had fallen, and then afterwards, from these two boxes, some fell from that one into regular produce, in that case, it will not have the capacity, as being a case of uncertainty, to make that new chulin that had fallen into be considered a mixture. Similarly, if one had planted one of these, then that produce which emerges from it is going to be considered mundane with regards to all matters. With regards to the second box, that one, that remaining one, is going to be considered truma. If that second box fell into some other produce, in that case, though, it will not be a forbidden mixture. And similarly, if one had gone ahead and planted the second one, then the produce which goes from it is not going to be considered truma, it's going to be mundane. V'nafku shteihem l'makom echad, v'damask k'tana shebishteihem. If both of these boxes fall into the same area, in that case, by force we know that the truma is there, and therefore it's going to have the status of the truma, but only in accordance with the lesser, the smaller amount of the two of them. Zara echad es shteihem, v'davar shezaro kala, hagdulim kulan. If one person had planted the two of them with regards to something which its seed is going to decompose, so then the produce which emerges from it is going to be considered mundane. Whatever ain't our kala, hagdulim meduma. If, however, the seed is not going to become decomposed, then that which grows from it is going to be meduma. But medumurim, when is that true? Bezorei es hashniya, achlo katras rishona. If one had planted the second one before he had harvested the first one, ava katras rishona, v'achar kach zaras hashniya. If, however, one had already harvested the first one and then only at that stage planted the second one, afilu b'davar she'ein zaro kala hagdula nechulin she'ein talish mechubar nas mechova zelazeh. Then, even if you're dealing with something where its seed is not going to decompose, nonetheless, that which produces from there is going to be mundane, because something which is already detached, the harvested first amount, and that which is attached, that which is still here from the second one, are not able to obligate one another. Halacha yud dalet. Shtei kubos, achas shel chulin, v'achas shel truma. If there are two boxes, one of chulin, one of truma, lefnehen shtei sa'an, achas shel chulin, v'achas shel truma. And before them, there are two sa'as, one of them is mundane, one of them is truma, but naflu elu letoch elu mutar. And then those two fell into these two, we don't know which to which, nonetheless, it's going to be permitted. Why? Shani omer chulin toch chulin naflu utruma letoch truma. We can assume that it was the mundane produce which had fallen to the mundane, and the truma which had fallen to the truma. Bafal pi shelo rabu chulin al truma. This is even though there is not more of the mundane over the truma. When is that true? The truma b'zman hazeh, shumit Abraham. Limits this to being specifically regarding rabbinic truma, the type that we have nowadays. Abu truma shel Torah, anshir b'chulin al truma. With regards to Torah-level truma, that is different. Then you need there to be more chulin than truma in the mixture. Halacha tezvav, sa truma shenafel l'toch kri. If there was a sa's worth of truma that had fallen into a whole heap of grain. V'amar, and then the owner says, truma sa kri ze l'tocho. The truma of this heap of grain should be within it. Then, in that case, b'makom shenafel osa sa sham nistayma truma sa kri, minin mahakol b'truma shenafla b'truma sa kri. In that case, the boundaries of the truma have become specified where the sah had fallen, and then the entire mixture is going to be considered meduma because of that truma which had fallen in, as well as the truma that's within the grain heap itself. Amar truma sakri b'tzfono, if he had said that the truma from the grain heap is in the northern part of it, then in that case, chokan osol l'shnayim, we divide it in half, v'achetzi shebetzfon l'shnayim, and the half, which was the northern half, into two again, nimsa revia hakri shud tzfon tzfoni k'meduma. And then we'd say that the northernmost of these four pieces, that quarter, is going to be considered meduma. Halacha tet zayin, final halacha on the parak. Ha'ilafanav shnei kriyim, v'amar trumas shnei kriyim v'echad mehen. If there were two grain heaps in front of this person, and he said that the truma for both is in one of them, and in that case, hari shnei meduman, they're both considered to be mixed, meduma. Ha'ilafanav shtei sa'an, ukri echad. If there were in front of him two sa's worth, and one grain heap, and then the owner says that one of these two sa should count as truma on behalf of this grain heap. Then one of those two is considered truma. We don't know which is which. If he had in front of him two grain heaps and just one sa, he said that this sa should be truma on behalf of one of these grain heaps. Harihu truma, then it becomes truma, and one of them has been fixed. We don't know which one is the one that doesn't need to have truma separated and is no longer considered tevel. Have a wonderful day.